I move that leave be granted to introduce a bill entitled An Act to Prohibit the Discriminatory Pricing to the extent that such pricing is on the basis that such persons is a pre-existing customer of an insurance provider, to prohibit the use of profiling techniques in the calculation of such insurance premiums to determine whether or not such customers are likely to renew the policy concerned, and to provide for related matters. Dual pricing is used by the insurance companies to identify customers who are less price sensitive and less likely to shop around, and they do this to target them with artificially high prices. They do this using opaque and complex pricing models, using big data without the knowledge of the consumer. Dual pricing is known to have a disproportionate impact on older and vulnerable customers. Its explicit purpose is to overcharge and price gouge its customers. It is now time to ban it. That is what my legislation will do. In September 2019, I wrote to the Governor of the Central Bank requesting an investigation into the practice of dual pricing. In October 2019, I submitted a complaint to the Central Bank regarding the practice of dual pricing in the insurance market. I argued that dual pricing was deeply embedded in the market. Citing research done by the Financial Conduct Authority, regulations enacted in the United States, and analysis done by leading insurance consultants in the Irish market, including consumer samples that I gathered myself. The Central Bank agreed to launch an investigation on foot of my complaint. The Central Bank's interim report in December confirmed that dual pricing is endemic in the industry, with more than 70% of customers paying more than the true cost of their policy as a result, and 2.5 million policyholders paying a combined €187 million more than the actual cost of their policies in a single year. Insurance companies are using dual pricing to discriminate and to rip off their customers. Between 2014 and 2017, 20 US states prohibited the practice in recognition that its use was discriminatory. These bans were recommended by the American Association of Insurance Commissioners, a body governed by the 50 state insurance regulators. In 2015, the association gave its recommendation that, and I quote, two insurance customers having the same risk profile should be charged the same premium for the same coverage, end of quote. And that is basically what is at the core of this legislation. It will apply to all motor and home insurance contracts as provided for in Section 2. Section 3 will ban dual pricing by requiring insurance providers to use only rating factors directly linked to risk to be insured, prohibiting the use of different rating factors for new and renewing customers. Section 4 will require insurance providers to inform customers of the rating factors used in the calculation of the premium offered. No longer will insurance providers be able to offer extortionate premiums without providing the basis on which they are calculated. Section 5 requires the Central Bank to draw up regulations for the proper and effective regulation of the provisions provided for in Section 3 and 4. Some people may have concerns that the Central Bank, and not the Dáil, are best positioned to determine how dual pricing is removed from the insurance market. This legislation answers those concerns, giving power to the Central Bank to make the regulations which will ban this practice. Section 5 requires the Central Bank to produce a code of practice which will assist the courts and the financial ombudsman where an insurance company has broken these laws. Section 6 requires the Central Bank to publish an annual report assessing the industry's compliance with the provisions of the legislation and the code of conduct referred in Section 5, with a copy of such to be laid before the Oireachtas. Section 7 will amend Part 1 of Schedule 2 of the Central Bank Act so that the Central Bank can sanction insurance companies that practice dual pricing and breach Sections 3 and 4 of the Bill. Section 8 provides for the provision of this legislation would come into operation no later than 4 months after its passage. This legislation will ban dual pricing, ending discrimination and bring transparency to the setting of prices. It will radically shake up the insurance market for the better. In Britain, the Financial Conduct Authority found that a ban on dual pricing will result in savings of between €4 and €12 billion for customers over the next decade, increasing competition and reducing time and money customers spend switching. There, it will be banned no later than October this year. Irish consumers deserve no less. This legislation will require the industry to do what should be a given, that they price fairly and price transparency. The legislation has been in the making for many months. I want to commend the work of the Office of the Parliamentary Legal Advisers, who assisted me in drafting this legislation, and I also wish to thank the stakeholders for their continued engagement, including the Alliance of Insurance Reform. Finally, I want to also mention my own staff, Paul McIlvenny and Simon Og Gillespie, who were instrumental in assisting me in producing this legislation. Cathaoirleá, in the coming weeks, I hope and expect to enjoy the cross-party support for this legislation. Gur maith agat.